Distinguished committee members, honorable representatives of representative of the Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen. Egypt's NCHR appreciates the opportunity to present its shadow report concerning the implementation of the convention. The convention is of vital importance to Egypt, both as a host of and a source of considerable number of migrant workers. IOM estimates that Egypt hosts 9 million migrants from 133 countries. Egypt also has around 7 million of its nationals as migrant workers abroad. Madame la Présidente, Egypt's migrant workers' remittances continue to be a pillar of the Egyptian economy. The accumulation and continuity of remittances is so significant as the largest foreign currency inflow. NCHR seeks verification of the figures and disaggregated data on both migrants inside Egypt and its citizens working abroad. Concerning general measures of implementation, the right to work is the first human right enshrined in the Egyptian Constitution. The Constitution prohibits forced labor unless regulated by law or sentenced as a penalty issued by a court adopting sound legal process. In terms of national legislation, three laws are relevant to the application of the convention: the draft labor law, the refuge law, and the criminal procedure code. The draft labor law, with regards to the process and content of the law, both are compliant with international human rights standards. The same, unfortunately, cannot be said about the draft refuge law. Of critical importance also is the draft law of criminal procedure, a cardinal code affecting human rights and public freedoms currently under review in the parliament. The draft unleashed several reservations by key stakeholders. The uproar pushed back the bill to the parliament's drafting committee, which worked on it for almost 14 months. NCHR, appreciative of the interactive process of drafting, promises a stronger publicly accepted and more human rights-based legislation. We are active participant in the drafting process since its inception. Since early 2004, NCHR attaches great importance to issues related to migration through its unit mandated to monitor migration and human trafficking. The new cohort of NCHR, which the three of us are members of the new cohort, since it started its mandate in January 2022, allocated greater attention to the rights of workers, especially farmers and fishermen. We prioritize their empowerment, their actual enjoyment of their human rights, both economic, social, and cultural rights, as well as civil and political rights, including empowerment, social protection, and the right to establish their independent syndicates. During the last 3 years, we built bridges of trust with syndicates of farmers in all governorates, as well as unions of 5.3 million small farmers working in agriculture. We meet regularly with independent labor unions and its General Assembly, catering for the rights of 4.6 million workers. We meet as well with representatives of Egyptians working abroad. Several meetings took place in their host countries. NCHR serves as a bridge between workers, employers, and government, a bridge that facilitated the promotion, protection, and provision of their human rights. Ever since, the human rights of this group is consistently and systematically at center stage. Concerning the draft labor law, NCHR is satisfied with the process and content, while acknowledging the difficulties posed by a heritage of certain laws that fell below minimum standard of human rights. Thanks to a good draft and to our efforts, the new draft law promises a step in the right direction to harmonize national legislation with international human rights standards. We flag the inclusive human rights-based approach adopted by the new draft. The draft cites ILO conventions. It recognizes for the first time in Egypt the rights of casual or informal labor, including domestic workers, a thorny outstanding challenge considering that the informal sector constitutes almost 70% of the Egyptian economy. NCHR has been an active participant in the societal dialogue around a new draft labor law. We participated in all meetings convened with a wide range of key stakeholders involved in the relation, in the labor relationship, be it a series of meetings organized by the Ministry of Labor, as well as meetings convened by the Parliament Subcommittee. We have also organized and hosted a series of meetings